Here's a thought about the poetry in photography. The history of photography shows that of all the artistic and non-artistic media, photography is considered the most objective, the most factual, the most documentarian, probably because it's so machine-driven, cameras and all of that. And there's no question that this myth about photography being ultimately objective has been a part of photography since the earliest days. Of course, we photographers all know, particularly in the digital age, that photography is not strictly a documentarian pursuit, that its objectivity is very definitely interpreted through the will of the photographer. And now with things like AI and whatnot, that whole thing is becoming fuzzier. And I can't help but conclude that this overriding belief about photography's objective, factual, documentarian nature has really complicated things for those of us who see photography as a form of visual poetry. From my earliest days in photography, I've struggled with this, to be honest, because I know that photography has the ability to capture what the world looks like. But that has never seemed a very lofty objective to me. Showing me what the world looks like is no more than a trick of time and location management. It's that old business about the transporter that takes me somewhere so that I can see the world through the eyes of the photographer at a moment in time. That's a pretty magical, technical trick, but it doesn't seem a very artistic one to me. It's when we bring out the poetry in photography that I think it really rises to an art form. And what do I mean by the poetry in photography? I mean when it expresses something that is unexpressible or less expressible in ordinary language. I think the poetry in photography has something to do with the photographer's sensitivity, being in tune in ways that maybe the average human being isn't, and thereby able to translate the world to us in a way that brings meaning to what we see, not just something that we see. Poetry, in the written sense, is all about metaphor and associations and imagination and connections. And I can't help but think that the best artistic photography, fine art photography, if you will, has those same characteristics. It relies on metaphor and imagination. And if a photograph doesn't, then what's left? What's left is an objective showing. There have been movements in the history of fine art photography that wanted us to focus on the thing itself. And I think this often gets mischaracterized as the purely objective, unemotional view. But I think that misses the point. When we focus on the thing itself, we kind of become, I don't want to get too woo-woo about this, but we kind of become one with the thing that we're photographing. That's about connection. That's not about visual reproduction. I know for me, I've found this idea of the poetry in photography has been very helpful because oftentimes when I'm out in the field with the marvelous cameras and all of that sense that it can repeat what I've seen with my eyes, I get sucked into that. And pretty soon I find myself just making pretty pictures instead of responding to the world the way you would respond to a poem. The world is not poetry. Poetry is not a function of inanimate objects or the animal world. It is a human thing. It is a language thing. And when I take the time to look at a scene that I'm about to photograph and just ask myself, what is the poetry in this scene? What is my response? How am I thinking about this as a human being? Not can I reproduce this with visual fidelity, but can I express myself through visual poetry a moment that is worth observing, a moment that's worth feeling, then my work in the field takes on a completely different point of view. And although I don't succeed all that often to make poetry in a photograph, when I do, I know that's reached a high watermark of some kind that should be the goal of my fine art photography. That is to say, the goal should not be faithful optical and mechanical reproduction of the scene, but faithful poetical rendition of my response and the moment and the mood.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.